with Michigan and the world.
Someday they won't let you. Now you must agree. The times they are a telling and the changing isn't free.
All right. Back to it now. The internet has been abuzz with headlines declaring almost everything the media tells you about sexual orientation and gender identity is wrong. And another headline, Johns Hopkins shrinks warn against kids going transgender. Johns Hopkins saying it's not right, as reported by Ryan Anderson earlier this month. A major new report published in the journal The New Atlantis challenges the leading narratives that the media has pushed regarding sexual orientation and gender identity. And how significant was this report? Well, co-authored by two of the nation's leading scholars on mental health and sexuality, the 143-page report discusses over 200 peer-reviewed studies in the biological, psychological, and social sciences and painstakingly documents what scientific research shows and does not show about sexuality and gender. The conclusions of the study, well, the major takeaway, as the editor of the journal explains, is that some of the most frequently heard claims about sexuality and gender are not supported by scientific evidence. And, of course, how will the activists respond? Well, they will shoot the messenger. That's what happened. The World Health Organization still considers gender identity disorder or gender dysphoria as a mental health issue, not as an issue to be dealt with in any other fashion. But besides all of that, the state of Michigan now allows individuals to change the sex on their driver's license without having to get an operation or an amended birth certificate. They can do it now with a passport. With a passport. On Tuesday, 15 months of back and forth came to an end as the squabbling between two parties. U.S. District Judge Nancy Edmonds dismissed a lawsuit, not because it didn't have merit, but because the issue had become moot. The state had abandoned its old policy, she wrote, and the move appeared, quote, genuine. Hanging in the balance is a new, less restrictive policy that plaintiffs agree conforms to current scientific knowledge and research regarding transgender individuals and the medical standard of care for treating persons diagnosed with gender dysphoria, so wrote the judge. Because the old policy has been abandoned, there is no longer a live controversy between the parties. But you see, the judge says, let me quote the judge again, current scientific knowledge and research regarding transgender individuals. You see, there is no consensus on this. The World Health Organization still considers transgenderism, gender dysphoria, gender identity disorder, or whatever you would like to call it, transsexualism is another term used, as a mental issue, a question of mental health. But because these new reports have come out, these new studies have come out in places like the peer-reviewed journal that the 143-page report, gay activists and their allies will try to discredit any individual or any group. Then when that individual or group challenges their position, they reply, no one listens to him or her. They've been totally discredited. They've been discredited by a public relations firm, not discredited scientifically, not discredited by their peers, not discredited in a, shall I say, credible way, but discredited by those who want to discredit them, and then they get dismissed. Sounds like a play right out of the Clinton handbook. Whenever you hear this name going forward, and I have dealt with this group, back when I worked at NBC News, the Southern Poverty Law Center is an extreme alt-left organization. The only way you can be a hate group, pretty much, is to be, you know, a white organization. There's a new organization out there, by the way, called White Lives Matter, instantly labeled as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, they're obviously white supremacists. No, the people there say, no, we just don't believe that Black Lives Matter is right and we support police officers. The SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, has often been complicit in branding a conservative Christian organization as a hate group. If you're a Christian organization, you're most likely going to be a hate group, according to the SPLC. Or classifying a conservative spokesman as a new leader of the radical right, Therefore, whatever they say can be safely dismissed. After all, they're just haters and bigots. You see, this is how it works. When the left doesn't have an argument to respond to your logical conclusions, when you talk about things that have failed and policies that don't work and the way the country should be run and the Constitution, well, you're just a bigot. You're a slovenly bigot, a knuckle dragger, and a hater. My God, you probably shouldn't even be allowed to have the children in your house because that's probably child abuse. Holy crap, I hope I didn't just give them an idea. When it comes to the authors of this important new study, they're hardly right-wing fundamentalist conservatives, however. One of the authors, Dr. Lawrence Mayer, is a scholar in residence in the Department of Psychiatry at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and a professor of statistics and biostatistics at Arizona State University. He has taught in 8 universities, including Princeton and Stanford, and his full-time, part-time appointments have been in 23 disciplines, including statistics, biostatistics, epidemiology, public health, social methodology, psychiatry, mathematics, sociology, political science, economics, and biomedical informatics. Not exactly a right-wing hate group guy, is he? The other offer, even more acclaimed, Dr. Paul McHugh, University Distinguished Service Professor of Psychiatry and a Professor of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. He was for 25 years, hear me now, the psychiatrist-in-chief at Johns Hopkins Hospital. And they say that everything you're being told about transgenderism and gay lifestyles, for the most part, is simply not true. Simply not true. Now, does that make... Well, there you go. Call me a bigot. Call me a hater. Call me a knuckle dragger, because I actually believe somebody who is the chief psychiatrist at Johns Hopkins University Hospital. I mean, these not very smart people I rely on. We're just doing our best, dragging our knuckles along, trying to get another cup of coffee. 25 after.